आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः, गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणम्। सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्तगोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
सो वी आर discussing very important instrument with us, that is mind. And Shankaracharya says, what is this mind? He says, avidya. Mind is avidya, avidya is mind. Whenever the mind manifests, the whole world manifests. When the mind is in deep sleep or is not there, is not available, then world is not there. Then he gives an example of our own experience in verse number 170. Swapne artha sunya, in the swapna, in the dream state, artha sunya, when the sense objects are not there. Sunya, absence. When the sense objects are not there, srijati swasakya, it creates by its own power. Swasakya, what it creates? Bhokta. The dreamer. Dreamer is different from awaker. Awaker is not there. Dreamer, he creates dreamer. Adi Vishwam and the dream world. Mana eva sarvam. So all the Triputi, knower, known and knowing, experience, experienced and experiencing, all three are created by that mind. Tathaiva jagrat bina visesa. Same way it is in the Jagrat Avastha, but we give so much reality to the waking state. How this waking state can be a dream state? He says Jagrat is also like a dream state only. Tata sarvam eta manaso brijambana. In waking state also, the whole world is projected by mind only. It's a projection of mind. Then he said, Susupti kale manasi pralinye naiva asti kinchi sakala prasiddhe. Susupti kale, in the deep sleep, manasi pralinye, when the mind is dissolved. Where it is dissolved? In the causal body. When it dissolves, naiva asti kinchi sakala prasiddhe, there is nothing. Sakala prasiddhe, it is the experience of everybody. Everybody's experience is that in the deep sleep, the mind is not there. अतः मन कल्पित एवं पुंस संसार एतस् न वस्तुतो अस्ति सेम वे मन कल्पित एवं पुंस पुंस मीन्स ओ मैन दिस संसार ऑल्सो इज एन इमेजिनेशन कल्पित इस कल्पना कल्पित इट्स एन एप इन योर इमेजिनेशन संसार एतस् न वस्तुतो अस्ति इट इज नॉट देयर रियली दिस संसार दिस वर्ल्ड इज नॉट देयर रियली गुरुदेव राइट्स As has been explained earlier, the mind alone is the cause for the appearance of the whole world. One more argument is added here to what has already been said. Earlier it was said about the dream state, now it is deep sleep state. During deep sleep, when the mind is completely dissolved, the experience of the individual is that there is nothing. Such an experience is universally lived by all. Everyone under the spell of deep sleep has the same experience. There is no exception to it. Thus, when the mind is not there, there is no world perceived. So then, this world of variable experiences, samsara of man, this awful life of plurality and its sorrows is projected by man's mind alone. This mind is the sadhan, sadhan means instrument of experiencing joy and sorrow. Consequently, this world is of the mind alone, de facto it is not there. Do we believe in that statement? Gurudev says it is not there at all. From which platform? So long you are seeing the snake on the rope, you are seeing world. The moment you come to know rope, there is no more snake. So long we are seeing the world, we are ignorant about the substratum of the world, which is Brahman or Atman. The moment we come to know Brahman or Atman, there we find there is no world. So it is not there at all. You are seeing the world because you are looking through your mind. If mind is not there, world is not there. We are seeing this world through our mind. Rise above the mind and look over it. Rise above the mind, look over it, go beyond idam vritti, aham vritti, then you reach suddham. I hope you know what is idam vritti and aham vritti. We discuss in the Upadesar, vritti can be divided into two, idam vritti, which constantly changes. And who is experiencing this constant change? Aham vritti, the knower. Who is this knower? The limited ego. He said, go beyond mind, go beyond mind, go beyond idam vritti and aham vritti. All these two vrittis are inert only. Who is illuminating? Aham vritti and idam vritti is the illuminator, the suddha aham. So therefore, Gurudev says, rise above the mind and look over it. World perception then is not possible as in the deep sleep state of consciousness. Know the rope, no snake. Know the consciousness, go beyond the mind, there is no mind. When mind is not there, world is not there. Therefore, world is not there in reality. We have to reflect on it again and again so that the idea sinks in. Then, वायुना आनीयते मेघ पुनस्ते नैव नीयते मनसा कल्पयते बंधो मोच्चस्ते नैव कल्पयते. लाइक वायु द विंड आनीयते, इट ब्रिंग्स टुगेदर ऑल द क्लाउड्स एंड देन पुनः ते नैव नीयते एंड देन आफ्टर दैट विंड इज द कॉज फॉर स्कैटरिंग दोज क्लाउड्स ऑल्सो. सिमिलरली मनसा कल्पयते बंधो, दिस बंधन दिस बॉन्डेज is the kalpana, is the imagination of mind. Mochaste naiva kalpate, and mukti is also in mind. So bandhan and mukti, where it is? In the mind. Nobody is binding us with the rope. It is all in mind. The clouds are brought together by the wind and they get scattered again by the same agency, the wind. By the mind one considers oneself limited, mortal and bound. When the wind brings the cloud together, the ever brilliant sun is not seen. When the cloud is there, you don't see the sun. That doesn't mean the sun is not there. Sun is there. When the mind brings the storm of agitation into the ocean, the resplendent Atman is not readily recognized. When aham vritti and idam vritti is there, then the Shuddha aham is not recognized. When the agitation are reduced and the same mind is turned toward the subjective realization, when you reduce your idam vritti and aham vritti and you turn your attention toward the illuminator of the aham vritti and idam vritti, then what happens? All the sense of limitation and bondage end. When you come to know your true nature, that you are Atman, then all limitation, we think we are limited, all ends. We are all infinite Satchidananda. Sankar leaves nothing unsaid which might create doubts in the immature mind of the beginner in the study of Vedanta. How the mind causes bondage and how the same mind brings about liberation is explained in the following verse. How it creates bondage. Dehadi sarva vishay parikalpya ragam bhagnati tena purusam pusvad gunena dehadi deha adi. Our body and all the things related to body. Sarva vishay, all sense object. Parikalpya ragam, it imagines that there is a joy in the sense object or in the body. Therefore, it gets attached there. Because we all want sukh. Where are we all attached? Wherever we get sukh. We are not attached to the source of dukh. The source of sukh for all of us may be different things. But we are attached there. Bhagnati tena purusam, that binds. We think that is the source of sukh, so therefore we go there again and again, again and again. Bhagnati, it binds. Like pasuvat, like an animal. Gunena, like we tie an animal with a rope. Guna means rope. Vairasyam atra visvat suvidhaya paschad enam vimochati tan mana ev bandhat. Vairasya means dispassion. Once you come to know that there is no joy in the sense object, the vairagya will come. Vairasya, you don't like it now. You have come to know there is no joy content. Nahi chahiye, chalo. Vairasya means visvat suvidhaya. Visvat means like poison. Nobody attached to the poison. Visvat. Similarly, when you understanding so clear that there is no joy content in the sense object, you will withdraw. Vimochati tat mana e bandha, and you are liberated. Your mind is liberated. You were thinking that this object, person and being is giving me happiness, therefore you are attached there. The moment you come to know, no. The original source of my joy is not this person, this being or object. The source of all my happiness is my own true self. When you come to know this, Then slowly, slowly, you withdraw from there. From the standpoint of the mind, the body, sense organs, and the objects of the world are all objects. Drishyam. These are all known. These are all seen. Therefore, they are all objects. Not only does the mind project all these, but having projected them, it creates an attachment in man for these objects. This mind creates attachment. Why? Why attachment? Because the mind thinks this is the source of my happiness. Therefore, attachment. Why we get identified with any object, being and person? We get identified thinking that this person, this being, this object gives me joy. This is wrong understanding. By this attachment, he gets bound and become limited and sorrowful. Why he gets sorrowful? We get attached to OET. Everything is perishable and changing. Therefore, ultimately, it will give me sorrow only. Therefore, he is writing sorrowful. Thus, the Atman, the self, apparently tied down, is Jiva. Atman tied down to the sense object, to the body, is called Jiva. If you disidentify, then you become? So simple mathematics. Only this much is to be done. Is freedom all gone? It lives as an abject slave of the mind. On account of the attachment for the object thus created, the individual gets bound like a cattle with a rope. The properties of sattva, rajas, tamas binds the individual. That we have seen in chapter 14 of Bhagavad Gita in detail. All the three gunas, sattva, rajas and tamas, binds us. Though the infinite heaven invite the bird to fly free and enjoy, it does not leave the mirror in veranda because of the attachment it has created for its own reflection in the mirror. Nobody wants to leave the object of his attachment and liking. Since we think the joy is there, happiness is there, so we don't want to leave that attachment. When an animal is tied down with a rope, it has limited freedom commensurate with the length of the rope. Similarly, when the infinite consciousness is apparently bound by gunas, it seems to have lost its omnipotency, omnisciency, and become limited jiva. But this individual also has a limited freedom ordered by the proportion of the gunas. When the gunas varies, our happiness also varies according to the guna. You get maximum happiness when you are in the sattva guna. When you are the tamo guna, that means it is veiled. What it veils? Tamo guna veils my own Atman, which is Sachidananda. So thereafter, we are not able to experience any joy. Then Rajogun comes, projects. Rajogun says, no, you are not Atman. Where is Atman? You can't see it, Atman. You are this body. And then slowly, slowly, for the need of our body, we go to the different object, persons and being, and slowly get attached to them. Because this is giving me sukh, this is giving me sukh. These attachment and bondage are created by the mind alone. All sattva, rajas, tamas, guna are in the mind. It is called the moods of mind, and it changes throughout the day. The same mind is usable to liberate the jiva from the bondage that it may revert to its original nature. Many times I have said, both Atman and Anatman, this bondage and liberation, both are there in mind. What is the address of Atman? Mind. Where do we experience sukh-dukh? In mind. Both are there only. After being bound to the world of objects, liberation comes to a man only when he gets rid of his meaningless fascination of the sense objects. You will get liberation only when you disidentify with all the sense objects. Freedom lies in not depending on the sense object for one's inner happiness. We are depending on the person, being an object for our happiness. It is really not there. In Kindle life, you all have seen. Object has got no happiness. This dependency can be overcome only when there is a total dispassion, vairagya for the sense object. How this vairagya will come? It will come with the vivek only. It will come with the vivek. What is vivek? Nitya anitya vastu. Nitya vastu will give you permanent sukh. Anitya vastu has got no sukh. It will give you ultimately dukkha. Whole world is created by anitya vastu. Therefore, whole world will give you only dukkha. But we project sukh on the world and think that world is giving me sukh. Really speaking, it's not there. Dispassion for a thing will develop only when one finds that the object no more gives one any joy. If the idea that the joy content is not in the object outside is firmly established in one's understanding, then one is immediately released from all one's personality bondages. This dispassion, vairagya, is brought about by the mind alone. Vivek is also in mind. Vairagya is also in mind. Permanent vairagya will happen only when you do the vivek, discriminate. Nobody in the world has attachment for poison. Nobody longs to take a pinch of potassium cyanide. When one finds no taste, rasa in an object, no more is there any attraction, raga toward it. Once you understand clearly that there is no joy content, you will not get attached. Why we get identified? Only one reason. We think that there is a joy content there. Therefore, we are attached there. The moment you come to know that there is no joy content at all in the sense objects, in the persons or the beings, what will happen? You will detach. Lack of taste, rasa, create desirelessness, vairagya. Understanding that there is no rasa, there is no joy content, that will create vairagya. So by understanding that there is no real taste in the object, the mind frees us completely from the persecutions of the world of plurality. Thus, the mind alone causes bondage, and it is the mind again that liberates the individual. This play is called Maya, which is in fact our own avidya, or non-comprehension of the reality. All problems start because we are not comprehending our own true nature, our Atman, which is the source of all bliss. And who has created this problem? Maya. Maya has got three gunas. First, tamogunas, it covers our Atman inside, and it has covered the substratum outside. And inside what he has done, then rajogun comes into play. When tamogun has acted, then rajogun. First the rope is covered, then the snake is projected. If you are able to see rope, then there is no snake. If we are able to see our own Atman, if we are able to see the Brahman outside, the substratum, then we will not be seeing Naam Roop. Then Rajogun comes into play and says, no, there is no Atman. Only an Atman is there. And we get identified thinking that the joy is in Anatma. We will be discussing more in our Gita class today. Tasmat manah karanasya jando bandhasya mochasya jaya vabidhane. Tasmat, therefore, now he is giving the inference, conclusion. Tasmat, therefore, manah karanasya jando, of all beings, living beings, manah, the mind is the cause for bandha, for the bondage, and the moksha, for mukti, for liberation. Bandhasya hetu malin rajoguna. What is the cause of this bandhan? Malin. Rajo and tamogun. Tamogun is the veiling power of Maya. Rajogun is the mochasya suddham viridas tamaskama. And who will give you moch? Viraja. Viraja means you remove your rajogun. Mochasya suddham viraja. Suddha, viraja, pure. That means if you reduce your rajo and tamogun, what will happen? Sattvagun will automatically, it will increase. Because sattva rajas are like three gunas. They are always together. We call it yog maya. Their percentage can go up and down. By effort, we can reduce our rajogun and tamogun and increase sattvagun. That is what we have to do. Therefore, meaning, because of the reasons explained in the above verses, it is now clear that the mind alone is the cause of bondage as well as liberation. So both bandhan and mukti are in mind. The feeling in man that he is bound or that he is liberated is only the state of his mind. Go beyond the mind, there is no bandhan and mukti. The Atman, which is one's real nature, is never bound. The Shuddha Aham, which is available with us, all of us, is never bound. It's infinite. Then where is the question of release for it? Liberation is only with reference to the bondage. If I think I am bound, then the question of liberation arises. When only one is really liberated, there is neither any bondage nor any release. One is just that. The both bandha and moksha are in the mind. The condition of bondage and liberation are only the states interpreted with reference to the condition of the mind. Wherever it is in constant agitation, the individual is in bondage. When the mind is agitated in bondage, the moment a desire comes, our mind starts agitating. That is bondage. And who is responsible for that? Rajogun is responsible for that. The individual in bondage. Rajogun is the cause of the agitation of the mind. This Rajogun comes into play because of the Tamogun. Tamogun, the non-apprehension of the reality. The reality is with us, but we are not able to apprehend it. So Tamogun has acted first, then Rajogun. Whenever there is in mind a preponderance of Rajo and Tamogun, it is agitated and therefore is bondage. When the taints are removed, it is quietened. So we have seen many times there is a manufacturing defect. What is this manufacturing defect? That the jeev is Rajo Tamogun Pradhan. This is manufacturing defect. And where is Atman? It is inside. It is inside. We have got Sattvagun also. And that sattva-gun in proportion is very less. Therefore, it is called malin sattva. Malin sattva, with that much of sattva, you cannot apprehend or realize your Atman. So what we have to do? Reduce rajogun, tamogun, increase your sattva-gun, then you will be able to know it. When the rajogun, tamogun is quietened, that is when it becomes predominantly sattvic. One has the experience that one is free and so totally liberated. When the mind is turned inward toward Om, it is the mind full of sattva. And when the mind is turned toward Oiti, it is the mind impure. Underline this line, reflect on this. When your mind goes into the Oiti, it is becoming impure. When the mind is coming to inside, to the Om, it is pure mind. When the mind is turned inward toward Om, it is a mind full of sattva. And when it is turned toward the Oiti, it is a mind impure, being mixed with the rajas and tamogun. Now how to remove? Next question. Understood. All the problems are because of the Rajo and Tamogun. How to remove that? Next. 175.
Viveka vairagya gunatirekat. Shuddha tvamasadhya mano vimuktai.
Shuddha tvamasadhya mano vimuktai.
bhavatyato buddhimato mumukshoh bhavatyato buddhimato mumukshoh tabhyam dirabhyam bhavitavyam agre tabhyam dirabhyam bhavitavyam agre viveka vairagya gunatirekat
viveka vairagya gunatireka
shuddha tvam asadya mano vimuktai
shuddha tvam asadya mano vimuktai
bhavatyato buddhimato mumukshoh
bhavatyato buddhimato mumukshoh
tabhyam dirabhyam bhavitavyam agre
tabhyam dirabhyam bhavitavyam agre
viveka vairagya gunatirekat shuddha tvam asadya mano vimuktai bhavatyato buddhimato mumukshoh tabhyam dirabhyam bhavitavyam agre.
You see, this mind is not seen. Even a surgeon tries to operate your brain, he is handling the gross part. Mind is subtle. No surgeon can operate on the mind. You can't go to surgeon and say, "Usko mera rajas tamogun thoda kamti kar do. Please increase the sattagun or inject some sattagun." No, it cannot be done that way. Biraja, raja means the dirt. Make it biraja. Remove it. Therefore, in how to remove it, in Gita we find, Lord says, nitya sattvastha bhavarjuna. Nitya, always remain the sattvagun. By effort, we can come up to sattvagun, but going beyond sattvagun is the job of Lord. My job, my effort should be up to coming up to sattvagun. Going beyond sattvagun, it is lost. How to purify? Chittasya suddhe karma natu vastu palabdhe. Chittasya suddhi. You can do it by karma. Which karma? In every class I say. Chittasya suddhi by karma only. By karma yoga you can do it. By karma yoga, na vastu palabhyate, you will not get Brahman. You will not get Atman by karma. This we have already seen in Vivek Churamani, verse number 11. By karma, you will not get it. Vastu siddhi vicharena, you will get vastu only by vichar. Na tu kinchit karma koti bhi, you do crores of action, you will not get vastu. By crores of action, you, by karma yoga, you can clean your mind, you can purify your mind, but by karma yoga, you will not get vastu. Vastu means Brahman. Basatiti vastu, which stays always. Vastu, that Atman, that Brahman, you will never get by karma. What will you get by karma? Purification of mind. Why do we need purification of mind? To remove tamogun and the rajogun. When you remove tamogun and rajogun, then sattogun will come. So what is the first step? Karma yoga. First you have to purify your mind. First step is purification of mind. Second step, vichar. Do the vichar and you get it. So why do we chant sloka, mantra, hymns? What is the purpose? Purify mind. Purify. What is this purification of mind? When it is going toward Om or toward the Lord, that mind is pure. And when the same mind is going into the world, it makes rajogun tamogun pradhan, rajogun pradhan. And when the mind going toward the Lord is sattogun pradhan. That is why we chant. Viveka vairagya gun atirekat. Vivek, discrimination. Vairagya, dispass. अतिरेकात, अतिरेक प्रीडोमिनेंस, अतिरेकात ज्यादा करना है, यू हैव टू इंक्रीज, अतिरेकात ड्यू टू प्रीडोमिनेंस. अच्छा, वी कैन नॉट मेजर आवर सत्वगुण, कितना परसेंटेज बढ़ा और हाउ मेनी किलोज सत्वगुण इंक्रीज, हाउ मच रजोगुण तमोगुण डिक्रीज, हाउ विल आई कम टू नो वेदर सत्वगुण हैज इंक्रीज और नॉट. तो इट इज सेड, वी हैव ऑलरेडी स्टडीड दिस वर्स, अव्यक्त नामनी परमेश शक्ति अनादि अविद्या त्रिगुणात्मिका परा कार्यानुमेया सुदियैव माया यया जगत सर्वम इदं प्रसूयते. कार्यानुमेया बाय सीइंग द इफेक्ट यू कैन इन्फर विच गुना इज देयर. इन चैप्टर 18 ऑफ भगवद गीता ऑल्सो वी सॉ दैट ईच पर्सन एक्ट्स अकॉर्डिंग टू हिज वासना हिज स्वभाव एंड देयर इज गुना अकॉर्डिंग टू स्वभाव देयर विल बी गुना सात्विक राजसिक तामसिक और ब्राह्मण क्षत्रिय वैश्य शूद्र. सो यू डोंट हैव टू सी वेदर दैट पर्सन इज ब्राह्मण क्षत्रिय वैश्य शूद्र, सी इज एक्शन. बाय सीइंग इज एक्शन यू कैन इन्फर वेदर दिस पर्सन इज ए ब्राह्मण क्षत्रिय वैश्य शूद्र और वॉट इज हिज स्वभाव. कार्यानुमेया, अनुमेया मीन्स इन्फर, इन्फर बाय सीइंग इज एक्शंस. So when Vivek Vairagya comes, what does that mean? Vivek Vairagya means that Satguna has come. The moment Vivek Vairagya starts coming, that means Satguna has increased. In Guru Paduka Stotram, it is said, Kamadi Sarvrajgarvabhyam Vivek Vairagya Nidhi Pradhabhyam Bodh Pradhabhyam Durtamokchadabhyam Namo Namah Sri Guru Padukabhyam. I am saluting, I am prostrating to that Paduka of Guru. What he gave me, Kamadisar Braj Garudabhyam, Kamadisar, Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moh, Mad, Master. He removes, how? Like Garud removes Sarp. The moment a Garud comes, all the Sarp will go away immediately. So how this Kamadi will go? The moment I get the knowledge, all this kamadi will go. Why this kamadi will go? When I come to know there is no happiness in the world. Will there be any tija? No. But I will still be going to the world. For what? Roti, kapda, makan. That is needed. I need this vehicle to be maintained for reaching my goal. What is my goal? Goal is to know my own true nature. And what is the vehicle? This is the vehicle. Gross body, subtle body, causal body is the vehicle. This vehicle is to be maintained. It has to be given petrol. Petrol is food. Where will I get? We have to go out. You need shelter. Okay, that is also required. So I will go to the world and from the world I will take only roti, kapda, makan and come and do my sadhana. So that I realize. शुद्धत्वम आसाध्य मन विमुक्त है. शुद्धत्वम प्योरिटी, आसाध्य व्हेन इट कम्स हैविंग गेन माइंड, विमुक्त फॉर लिबरेशन. सो व्हेन माइंड इज प्योरिफाइड ड्यू टू प्रीडोमिनेंस ऑफ द विवेक वैराग इट टर्न्स टू लिबरेशन. भवति यत बुद्धिमत मुमुक्षो ताभ्याम दिराभ्याम भवितव्य उग्रो. भवति बिकम्स अतः देयरफॉर बुद्धिमत बाय द वाइज मुमुक्षो वन डिजायरस ऑफ liberation, tabhyam, by these two, vivek and vairagya, dirabhyam, how this vivek vairagya should be dhrida, firm, strong, bhavitabhyam agre, should be done first. So what should be done first? Vivek and vairagya. Vivek and vairagya should be done first. What does that mean? You have to increase the sattvagun first. So what should be our sadhana? Reduce rajas tamagun and increase your sattagun. In sadhu samaj, it is seen they are, most of them are vairagis, dispassant, but they have got no knowledge. Go to the Haridwar, Rishikesh, You will meet many sadhus wearing the orange clothes. They have left their home and everything. Dispassion is there. But no. Vivek. How Vivek will come? By study of the scripture. So one wing they have got, Vairagya is there, Vivek is not there. Not successful. Suppose if we have got Vivek and Vairagya, but it's not very strong. It's not very strong. What is the reason for that? We have studied all this. If Mumuchyottam is not strong, then check your Satsampati. When Satsampati is not strong, check your Vairagya. When Vairagya is not strong, that means you have not done the Vivek. When the Vivek is not there, that means your mind is not purified. Mind is not purified means the Sattvagun is not there. When Sattvagun is not there, that means you have not done Karma Yoga. What is the starting point? You got the science? You got the science? Karma Yoga. You have to do Karma Yoga. Okay. If Vivek is there but not Vairagya, then anger will come. Anger will come. And when Vairagya is there, no Vivek, no success. What is our position? When we come to Sunday morning class, there is a Vivek here. But when we go outside, there is no Vairagya. Is it not? We understand everything here clearly. All the signs we understand. All the steps we know. Vivek happens here. But the Vairagya? Kya hoga? I told you the result. Vivek is there, Vairagya is not there. Anger will come. Now tell me, do you experience anger? Okay. In Bhagavad Gita it says, Jnanagni sarvakarmani bhasmasat kurte tatha. This Jnanagni will happen only when the mind is pure. Then it will burn your all past karma. All past karma. Pap punya, all gone. Nahi jnanena sradisham pavitram iha vidyate. There is nothing superior than the knowledge which can purify you. So Mumuchu must strengthen his Vivek and Vairagya. Why this Vivek and Vairagya is needed? To reach my goal. So first you have to fix your goal. This is my goal, I have to reach there. If you have not fixed your goal, then you are wandering in the samsara. Like a log in the ocean, it will go up and down, directionless, here and there it will go. So we have to fix our goal and move forward. We are also lost in samsara. Why? Have we fixed our goal? Is the goal is that Supreme Brahman? No. That is not our goal. Since that is not our goal, so we are all lost in this samsara. Bhavitam agre, must go ahead. Must go ahead. Continuously you go ahead. I have to reach there. Like in the military, they say to the soldier, march forth. One soldier said, today is March 5th. Why are you saying March 4th? Today is March 5th. So for this, you need Shraddha. You must have faith in the scripture. What the scripture is saying, what Shankaracharya is saying, this is the path. This way you can go. You have to reduce your rajas and tamas. Shraddha is required. Therefore it is said, Shraddha man labhate jnanam tat para sanyate indriya. Sraddhavan, one who has got the faith, will get this knowledge. Labhate jnanam. Sanyatam, you have to control yourself. Indriya are to be controlled. Tatpara, and you should always put in effort to reach there. Tatpar. And in Vivek Churamani, the definition of Sraddha was given, yaya vastu upalabhyate sa sraddha, yaya, by which the vastu, vastu means the tattva, you get that tattva, that is called sraddha. But again, this both Vivek and Vairagya are also a thought only in the mind. Vivek and Vairagya are also a thought in mind, like a bondage and liberation, those are also a thought only. This all belongs to mind only. Now Shankaracharya is giving a warning. What is this warning? Let us read 176.
Mano nama mahavyagraha.
Mano nama mahavyagraha.
Vishayaranya bhumishu.
Vishayaranya bhumishu.
Charatyatra nagacchantu.
Charatyatra nagacchantu.
Sadhavo ye mumukshavah.
Sadhavo ye mumukshavah.
Mano nama mahavyagraha.
Mano nama mahavyagraha.
Vishayaranya bhumishu.
Vishayaranya bhumishu.
Charatyatra nagacchantu.
Charatyatra nagacchantu.
Sadhavo ye mumukshavah.
Sadhavo ye
Mano nama mahavyagraha vishayaranya bhumishu charatyatra nagacchantu sadhavo ye mumukshavah.
Fourth part, sadhavo ye mumukshavah. This is a caution for all the sadhus and mumukshu. Who is sadhu? Virtuous person. Ye, those who are desirous of liberation. Mumukshu, desirous of liberation. So for those who are desirous of liberation and virtuous people, charati atra na ganchattu, charati, prowls, atra na gacchantu, let us not wander, let us not go there. Where? Visay aranya bhumishu, in the jungle of sense pleasures. Vishaya aranya bhumisu. Vishaya, sense objects. Aranya, forest. This whole world is the forest of sense objects. So he is cautioning all the sadhus and all the mumukshu, don't go into that aranya, that forest of sense objects. Vishaya aranya su. Why? Well, there is a tiger there. In jungle, you know, there are a lot of things. There are thorns, poisonous trees also, fragrant flowers are also, everything is there. So he said, there is a tiger. Who is that tiger? Mano nam mahavyagra. This mind, this mind is a huge tiger. Don't go into the sense objects. Many times I have told you, people, when they have got no work, they would say, kahan ja rahe hain? Window shopping. I am going for the window shopping. Aray, mano naam, it is the sense, mano naam jagra, you are going to the sense object world. Why are you going, wasting your time? In window shopping, you don't want to buy anything. But what will happen, you know? You will be caught. You will be caught. When you come back, you start thinking, aray, I saw that beautiful sari, it's a beautiful color, good combination. I must have, the joy is there. Start contemplating, and the next day you go there. You buy it, bring it, you wear it one time in one marriage party. After that, it's hanging in the... Everybody has seen now. Now you can't wear it second time. Mano.
We go to window shopping to test our Vairagya envy. In spite of seeing, we don't buy it.
Then you have to wear white sattvagun. You come to dhoti pajama, which you will not find in the Hawthorne Mall or in your Gurney Mall. You can go in any shop. Nobody will give you that. So you are not interested. Mano naam mahabhagra. When you go into the safari park in the jungles, there are always, they give cautions. When the tiger or lions are all freely moving, then we have to be inside the cage. Isn't that so? Or in the car, in the armored car. Somebody sent me a clip on WhatsApp. There was a caution, don't come out of the your car. This area is full of tiger. One lady came out and the tiger took away. Eight. Khatam. On mountain area, we get the signboard. Hairpin band, be cautious. So you become cautious. Or wherever there is high voltage, what is the sign you find? Two bones. If you touch it, what will happen? Two bones and skull will remain. One Mr. Ray went to forest. And he did not read the sign that tigers are all around. What happened? Tiger came and ate him. What was left? Only X-ray. Mr. Ray become X-ray. In X-ray you see only bone. So Jiva, be careful. Don't go into the sense object. You go into the world only for that much which is required. That is why you will see many Mahatmas in Himalayas, they come out of their caves only for food. They will go for bhiksha, they will come, take the bhiksha and come back. Continuing the thought again. Verse 177.
Manaprasute Vishayana Sheshan.
Manaprasuya.
Sthulatmana sukshmataya cha bhoktuh. Sthulatmana sukshmataya cha bhoktuh. Shariravarnasramajatibhedat. Shariravarnasramajatibhedat. Gunakriyahetuphalani nityam. Gunakriyahetuphalani nityam. Manaprasute Vishayana Sheshan.
Manaprasute Vishayana Sheshan.
Sthulatmana Sukshmataya Cha Bhoktuh.
Sthulatmana Sukshmataya Cha Bhoktuh.
Sharira Varna Sramajati Bhedat.
Sharira Varna Sramajati Bhedat.
Guna Kriya Hetu Phalani Nityam.
Guna Kriya Hetu Phalani Nityam.
Manaprasute Vishayana Sheshan. Sthulatmana Sukshmataya Cha Bhoktu. Sharira Varna Sramajati Bhedat. Guna Kriya Hetu Phalani Nityam.
Manah prasute visyan aseshan. Manah, mind. Prasute delivers. Visyan, sense objects. Aseshan, all, without exception. Prasute, prasuti griha. Have you heard this name, prasuti griha? Delivery room. So this is delivery room. Your mind is the delivery room. Prasuti delivers. Delivers what? Vishayan, aseshan, all sense objects, it delivers. For what? For experience. For our experience. And then aseshta, without any exception, all. What happens after that? then in the mind rag and dvesh appears, likes and dislikes comes into the mind and we are caught by that. Earlier we have seen the whole dream world is created by mind. Experiencer, experienced and experiencing is created by mind. Now in the Jagrit Avastha, it also creates. What it creates? Sthulatmana suchmataya cha bhoktu. Gross things, suchma, subtle things, bhoktu, the experiencer. Where is ahankar? In the antakaran. Antakaran has four parts. Mana, buddhi, chitta, ahankar. Where it is? In the antakaran. Bhoktu. What are the gross objects? Whatever we perceive by five organs of perception is the gross. What is the subtle thing? All the emotions in the mind. Kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsar. These are all subtle things. But they are also seen, drishya. But they are not like gross things. It is inside the mind. What are they? What is this sthul and sukshma? What is this creation? It says sarir, varna, ashram, jati, bhedat. Sarir, body, varna, caste, ashram, order of life, jati, bhedat, distinction based on creed. So it creates all these four in mind. Distinction based in body, then caste, ashram and creed. You see, for transacting with the world, we have to give a name to each form. Otherwise, we can't transact. Each form has to be given a name. So this mind starts making distinctions in sarir. In sarir, he will say, oh, this is young, old, child, or black, brown, white, different type of differences. It's all creation of mind. Varna, four castes, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, mind. But in Bhagavan has said, Chatur Varna, Maya Srishta. I have created all these four. Based on what? Sattva Rajastam. Where are these Sattva Rajastam? In your mind. In our mind, Sattva Rajastam is there. Therefore, they are called moods of mind. We can change this guna by effort and we can change the varna also. Does not mean a person born in Brahman family will be Brahman always. He can become Sudra. A person born in Sudra family can become Brahman also. In camp, whenever there is a camp, normally we'll say, okay, like we are going to Mahasamadhi camp. These people have come from Chicago. They will be given one area, Chicago people. These are coming from other area. This is from this area. So we keep together, we segregate. Or we make a group according to the nations, their richness, developing, underdeveloped, not at all developed. Patani, some time ago, people used to say, what is India? Third world country. Patani, whether it has become second or not, I don't know. which one is first world? America is first world. Developed, most developed. Then we make division according to income also, high income group, middle income group, low income group. So we make distinction in the way. According to religion also we make Hindu, Muslim, Christian. In Hindu also there is a difference. This is Saivai, a Vishnu Bhakta. Christian also they have got different. Catholic, Protestant. Muslim also Shia, Sunni. Again differences are there. Who is created? It's all mind. Guna kriya hetu phalani nityam. Guna qualities. Different quality. When you go and buy the sari, then the sari so called. Amma, this is this quality. This is this quality. You go and buy the rice also in India, they have got different type of varieties. This has got this quality, this is this quality, this is this price. Guna, kriya, actions, actions are also different. Then hetu, the motives are also different. Motives behind any action, we have got different motives. Phalani, results are also different. And how is doing? Nityam, continuously this mind is doing. So we differentiate in qualities, in actions, motives, and results. And all these are by mind. So all sense objects, gross and subtle, mind says this is gross, this is subtle. Mind makes distinction based on body, varna, ashram, jati. And again, distinction based on guna, kriya, hetu, phalani. All are in mind, creation of mind. We are in a sense Sachidanand. But this mind has made us jiva. What is our true nature? That is in our next verse, we will take up in our next class, the true nature of jiva. That will be seen in next. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate.